Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Say now, right now, we've got sunshine, blue skies. It's 71.
The joys of live radio, right?
Sure.
The beauty of live radio. You've been around here long enough.
Yeah.
You know, that works, right?
I was going to make sure to get my shot in there.
Oh, yeah. I knew. Yeah.
People have to know their weather.
Yes. Yes, they do. Especially in a day like today where it's very fall-like. I mean, actually, it's sunnier now. So when I first got to the ballpark this morning, I thought there was no way in the world we were ever going to see Sergeant Sunshine. He peeked through the clouds a little bit, so he saw some of them. But he's out there in full force right now, and he's helping warm things up just a little bit. Third hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're taking you through a Tuesday afternoon and into your Tuesday evening. Again, coming up later on tonight, it's Cleveland Indians baseball here on AM 930 WEOL. Tribe playing host to the LA Angels. First pitch coming your way just after 7 o'clock. In studio with us right now is Bill Henze, president of Downtown Olmsted Falls. Bill, how are you? Great to have you on the show.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Well, lovely, and hopefully we'll cross our fingers, but hopefully you get this same kind of weather next Thursday through Sunday when you have the Olmsted Falls Heritage Days. Boy, you guys have a lot of really cool things lined up. We were talking before. This is somewhat new to you, at least being in charge of the process. We'll dive into that, but for those that don't know about Heritage Days, tell us all about it, the dates, the times, the places, all that good stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff going on.
I love to. Heritage Days is our Olmsted Falls, Olmsted Township, the Olmsted communities, basically home days that we have every year, always scheduled around the beginning of August. This year it's from the 3rd to the 6th. Thursday night, we kick it off with our traditional parade, believe it or not. It's kind of unique to our community that we actually have a parade in the evening, and it starts about 7 o'clock. And weather permitting, and hopefully, as we talked before, that the trains that go through the center of town don't stop the parade.
That's crazy to me that, like, trains could actually divide the parade a little bit.
Yeah, we've had this happen over the years, and we've been doing this 25 years. This is the 26th year that we're doing the Heritage Days, that the parade sometime crosses the tracks a couple times, and we get the parade split up, and we're hard-pressed to try to get the parade to end before the sun goes down. But anyway, so hopefully we've got the route planned out this year, a little bit different route, that the parade will only cross the tracks one time, and that is in the center of town. So hopefully praying that the trains will stop, at least for a little bit of time, that we get the parade done.
Sure, but I think most people in Olmsted Falls, Olmsted Township, would say, hey, you're going to have Heritage Days, something that represents the city. Those trains are a part of it.
It's kind of what we put up with trains, planes, and automobiles in our city, because we get the plane traffic going over the city all the time, too. So, but it is part of the shtick that we deal with.
Very nice. Well, and of course, there's something for everyone, not only on Thursday, but throughout the course of the weekend. And I know we'll talk about this throughout the next few minutes here also, but you guys have a pretty awesome act on Thursday. You get the Spasmatics out there. That's really, really cool. And I know the Spasmatics are wildly popular in this area.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased that the Spasmatics were available to play on Thursday night. The whole theme that Downtown Olmsted Falls wanted to do this year was to kind of switch it up a little bit. We're trying to give something for everyone. As such, and the Spasmatics was the right act to actually book. And we're actually trying to have, when people leave the parade areas, they come down to the downtown area and actually start the party. So we wanted to kick it off right, and we believe the Spasmatics is the right group to do that.
Oh, and for those who haven't seen the Spasmatics, next Thursday, August 3rd, would be a terrific opportunity for you to head on down there and check out the Spasmatics. They're a lot of fun, at not just the songs that they sing, but sometimes it's the way that you sing those songs, right? The presentation really is something else. They'll blow you away. It should be a lot of fun. But it's not just the Spasmatics on Thursday. You have a craft beer tasting event on Friday, too, as part of Heritage Days, too, which is really awesome.
Yeah, we decided to kind of have something for somewhat the moms and dads, primarily, to have them come out on a Friday night. We've worked with our local community center to have some activities for the kids, so the parents can drop their kids off at the community center and come over, have a couple adult beverages, enjoy live music. We'll have music starting at 5 o'clock that evening. The whole event is there until 10 o'clock, like every event is every night. And we're really excited. It's going to be 10 different selections. I think everybody's going to be really happy with what we've put together.
Bill, for Heritage Days, of course, like many festivals, many festivities, people come from out of town. What do you hope that people coming from outside of Olmsted Falls see about Olmsted Falls here?
Well, a lot of times people don't really know much about Olmsted Falls. For example, you know, we've got probably one of the most beautiful sets of falls on this part of the west side of the Cuyahoga County. And the downtown area, a lot of people come to us and basically say, geez, I never knew you guys were here. I didn't even know this quaint town was here. Yeah. We want them to kind of experience their flavor. I mean, it's not going to be a festival. It's going to be an over-the-top carnival atmosphere. That's not what we're trying to achieve. But we're trying to actually have more of a party atmosphere, and there's something for everybody to experience. I think once they start walking through the shops at Grand Pacific Junction and around the downtown area and really experience the flavor of Olmsted Falls, they'll want to come back.
Bill Henze, president of Downtown Olmsted Falls, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, I want to get back to the festivities, because you talked about how there's something really for everybody at this four-day event. Let's get into Kids Day on Saturday, too, because you mentioned that during the craft beer tasting, you know, you go out and have an adult pop. There's a place to drop the kids off at the community center with a lot of activities for the kids there as well. But there's an entire day dedicated to kids at this thing on Saturday. What kinds of cool events will there be for kids?
There's going to be a lot of different things, a lot of different activity that we're going to have. We're going to have the typical, you know, face painting, jugglers, different things that the kids are going to be able to enjoy. But the whole day is going to start off with a bike parade that we used to have them years ago in Olmsted Falls, but because of the traffic pattern and just the craziness, that kind of did away with that, some of that activity. But this year we're going to start off in the morning. It's going to be the first thing that's going to happen, starting at the community center and actually coming to the festivities area. And then once there's going to be a lot of different activities. We're even to the point of talking to possibly having a bounce house there and a lot of different things that the kids could experience. But also we're going to have some of the traditional activities, like we're going to have some gunfighters and things like that, because when you walk into Grand Pacific Junction, it's kind of like stepping back in the 1800s. And we want to basically still have that type of atmosphere and flavor that people have always experienced.
Very cool stuff. And then, of course, on Sunday, it's Senior Day. What kinds of events are planned for Senior Day?
Senior Day, we're actually going to have start off, as we always do, the Kiwanis in our community puts on a breakfast on the Covered Bridge, which is in the north end of town over by the falls. We want, you know, obviously, seniors, everybody, you know, go out to church, then come up, have breakfast, and then make their way up to the main stage area. We're going to have a lot of different senior activities, a lot of musical acts geared towards the seniors, and it's going to be a lot of fun, we believe, for the seniors. So we want to make sure that we kind of touch everybody with this festival.
Billy, you guys really hit on this for everybody. I mean, you mentioned the Senior Day. You've got the Kids Day going on, the beer tent for the adults. What goes into planning all that? How do you come up with these ideas?
Well, we actually started planning this all the way back at the end of last year's festival, and we actually talked to virtually every constituent group that touches Heritage Days in our community and pretty much asked them what worked, what hasn't, what do you want to see change, all that. And we took all those different ideas and kind of, you know, put them in a bag and, you know, start picking things out and putting them up on the wall, and what do we think would work in our community and what wouldn't. And there's a lot of things that we said, nah, that won't work here. So, but we basically came up with these events after a lot of input, kind of testing it out in the market, what do people think about it, and this is what we came up with.
And this is nothing new. This has been around for 25 years, you were telling me earlier, correct?
That's correct. This was the brainchild of Clint Williams, who actually is the owner and the creator of Grand Pacific Junction. He actually started this event as a sidewalk sale.
Huh.
And it just kind of evolved over the years, and he shepherded along, and it kind of became an event that everybody looked forward to every year, particularly with the parade. Olmsted Falls, you can't move around in Olmsted Falls with the parade, you know, on Thursday night. But And it kind of just evolved to this point where he basically said, I've been doing this for 25 years. And we honored him last year, actually, part of the main thoroughfare at the festival, Mill Street. We ceremoniously named it Williams Way after him, honored him the way he should have been honored for really every, for 25 years. And quite frankly, that it... We believe that it needed some kind of push or oomph into the into this century as such to basically try to help drive more attendance for every age group, not just for selected age groups.
Well, and you've hit on this a little bit already, but obviously there are some changes taking place in the planning of this whole thing and kind of getting to where you guys are going into next weekend with something for everybody. Talk about how this whole thing has evolved from being a sidewalk sale a quarter of a century ago to being what you guys are really hoping it's going to be a week from Thursday. A full 4-day event with the Spasmatics, a nice big old parade, and then something for the kids, and then of course you've got a craft beer tasting event. I mean, there's something for everybody here. Talk about how that's all evolved over the course of the last 25 years.
Well, a lot of it has to do with that. As the community has grown and the downtown area has grown, businesses coming in, new establishments, particularly the restaurants that have basically centered themselves in Olmsted Falls. We've actually got the gentlemen who have Geiselman's Tavern in Fairview Park are actually just bought a building on the north end of the downtown area and are going to create a restaurant. We're starting to get more and more restaurants, more and more night activity in the downtown area, and that's really kind of what we've been shooting for with some of these evening events. So as we, over the years, it's kind of built to that point in this momentum as such, and we've kind of kicked it a little bit forward to say, hey, we need to have more activity, particularly in the evening, to the point that there is obviously a noise ordinance in Olmsted Falls, and at 10 o'clock we have to kind of close everything up. But we want people to stay downtown and actually experience a nightlife that we actually do have in Olmsted Falls.
Well, and I think that's certainly something that you're trying to highlight. You mentioned that earlier. You want to highlight that, especially on that first night, which kind of sets the tone for the entire weekend. It's not just the Spasmatics. It's not just the parade. But when you get all these folks to come back to see Olmsted Falls, and even with the Spasmatics, that's the kind of group that can really bring in a group that maybe wasn't planning on coming to Heritage Days, but because the Spasmatics are there, they're coming in to check it out. This is another way to get them to stick around and check out some of these other local establishments. Don't just go home when the Spasmatics are done playing. Check out more of what Olmsted Falls has to offer when they're done.
Absolutely. And we want everybody to come back too, because it's going to be kind of some evenings are going to be a little crazy to the point of that you're not, you're gonna, particularly if you're sitting here at the craft beer night, and you may not want to go into some of the local establishments, but come back and experience it. When we're quiet, and and experience also the falls and the beautiful parks that we have. We're fortunate that we actually have our own park system in Olmsted Falls that is not related to the metro parks. And a lot of people come to Olmsted Falls, and particularly visitors that come to visit me from all over the United States. I take them down to the park area. Geez, I never realized you guys had this here. And that's what we're trying to get everybody to understand, that Olmsted Falls isn't just Columbia and Bagley intersection, center of town. There's a lot more to the town.
Sure. I think that's one of the unique things, too. I mean, the Heritage Days sort of bring people into that. And, I mean, anyone who sees what's around that area, the historic features to it as well, I think that sort of adds bring people back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned that this is your first year on the job, right, as the president of Downtown Olmsted Falls?
Yeah, I need a vacation. Yeah, this has been a labor of love, though. We've tried to design this whole event this year around trying to do what the community is wanting, but also at the same token of basically keeping our eye on the historic nature in the past that Clint Williams so lovingly put together. And the thing is, you can't please everybody, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I think we've done a pretty good job of trying to nestle this into a sweet spot that everybody's going to really enjoy.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of pride in the Olmsted Falls, Olmsted Township area, too. Is that something you guys hope is on display here?
Absolutely. And the thing is that you'll see that with the parade. The participants in the parade, everybody and his brother comes out and marches in the parade. And it's funny because, you know, I look in the, you know, who's walking or driving or riding in the parade yeah. every year, and it's like, wait a minute, the whole community's in the parade. Somebody's going to be watching this thing. So, but the thing is that, and it's funny because years past, I used to run the parade, you know, myself, about 12, 15 years ago. And we had literally had to cut the parade off of participants because it was way too long. So the thing is, but you're right that that you're going to see a lot of pride, a lot of community atmosphere. You know, it's we call ourselves the Bulldogs after our loving football or high school teams. And the thing is that you're going to see a lot of that pride come out on Thursday particularly.
The Olmsted Falls Heritage Days next Thursday through the weekend, August 3rd through the 6th. And, of course, they can go online, right, to find out more details about what takes place when and what activities are going on what days. Where can they go to find all that information?
DowntownOlmstedFalls.com. That's where you go. That's where all the information is there. We're constantly changing the page. You're actually, you want to see a little bit more about Downtown Olmsted Falls and what we have to offer. We just published a video. It's a 3-minute video that I think that you're going to be very intrigued about what we're all about in Downtown Olmsted Falls.
I actually had the chance to watch that video a little bit earlier today, and it really is kind of cool. It really gives you a nice visual perspective as to how beautiful that is. You've mentioned that really there are some aspects of Olmsted Falls really looked at as hidden gems. Folks come from out of town, they look at it and say, oh, my God, I never knew this was here. And that video does a really nice job of capturing all that. So, again, if you head to the website, you can check all that out. Bill, this was a lot of fun. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, hopefully Mother Nature cooperates with you. And not only next Thursday, but next Thursday through Sunday, you get nothing but sunshine and 70 degrees.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I hope so. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Right.